All right, welcome out to Van Sessions, where we play live music sets in a van down by the river. My name is R. Brandon Long, alongside Todd to the Top, and we are the Banyan Collective. Today, Van Sessions is proud to partner with the Ogden Music Festival and Ogden Friends of Acoustic Music. Please visit ofoam.org, that's O-F-O-A-M.org, for more information on this community-supported event. Producing today is Ian White of Miniature Planets. Thank you so much, Ian, for producing. Today's show is being recorded live as a podcast. Find all Van Sessions podcasts on iTunes and Spotify and by simply searching Van Sessions. Find all other Banyan Collective produced podcasts, including the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, and literally by searching the Banyan Collective on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. All right, now in the van with us is a newly formed band. I think they just made up the name. I don't even know if it's like for real. You can search it and you won't find a thing. So now on Van Sessions, this is Wasatch Wildgrass.
There's a well-beat path on that old mountainside where I wandered when I was a lad. Now I wander alone to a place I call home, those Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away my Blue Ridge mountain home. Now my thoughts wander back to the ramshackle shack in those Blue Ridge Hills I did love, where my mother and dad, they were laid there to rest. They are sleeping at peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away my Blue Ridge mountain home. Turn to that old cabin home with a sigh. I've been longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away my Blue Ridge mountain home. Far away, my Blue Ridge mountain home.
Yeah, Wasatch Wildgrass. Formed like today, I guess. Okay, who's taking lead here on the interview portion?
I'll grab it.
You'll grab it? All right, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
All right, my name's Hudson Bosworth. I'm on guitar.
Hudson of X Facing West.
Yes, yes. Over here on my left is Mariah Osberkman on fiddle. Up here on next guitar is Charlie Furch. Right here on my right is Aiden Ruskoff on banjo.
All right, Hudson, you guys are all award-winning instrument players, is that correct?
Yep, we've all won a number of championships throughout the couple of years that we've been here. We were just discussing out here today, we've all won like from 2013 all the way up to now. And so it's been, we've stacked up all through the years up until now.
So. Well, congrats.
That's crazy. Exactly.
Yeah, so this is a collaboration of the best play instrument players we could find here.
I don't know about that. it's all about having a good time.
We try our best.
You know, a good friendship for me. All kind of formed, you know, throughout this these championships and stuff, and that's kind of how our friendships were made. And then we started picking together, and now here we are.
So. Y'all live in Ogden, or where do you guys live?
I'm from Ogden. Mariah's from Salt Lake area. Charlie's up from Ogden as well. And Aiden is down in Salt Lake as well. Well,
Charlie's moving soon, so you guys got to find another.
What?
This is news to me.
Oh, that breaks the news.
This is news to me.
Bummer. So, yeah, love this band while you can, because it may not last too long. Yeah. All right, well, talk to us about OFOM and the Ogden Music Festival. What do you love about being here?
All right. Yeah, so OFOM is it's a really big tradition around here. You know, we've been showing up for the past couple of years. And, you know, you come for the friendship, you come for the concerts, and, of course, the late-night jams all the way up till 2 a.m. in the morning. And so it's a good place to just hang out and have fun with people. And, you know, like I said before, we, you know, make friends and stuff. Mariah was actually in charge of a little bit of the OFOM Festival this year, and she was in charge of, like, the Utah State Instrument Championship here as well. And so she was able to put together a really good program this year for it, and we got quite a few people for the turnout and had some good competition this year. So
awesome. So what are you looking forward to next year?
Next year,
Let's come back a little bit. This summer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what are you guys doing this summer?
This summer?
One step at a time. Yeah.
Okay. just as like us right here?
Yeah, or? You guys, individually, because I know you're all individual artists.
Well, throughout the summer, we like to get together every week or two and try to jam, you know. Mm-hmm. We're kind of spaced apart with distance, but we try to pick a house or so, you know, every now and then and jam at. And I don't know, from now, I think we're hoping to try to just practice up, get some good songs in, some set lists, and maybe try to get a couple gigs every now and then. So.
Yeah, because you're really not like an official band, right?
For all of you tuned in, we would love to play in your home, bar, restaurant, wherever, private parties, weddings.
Okay, so you have another song. We're going to do three today.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, all right, let's hear the next song. Go ahead and introduce it.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do a song. It's a fiddle tune, and it's kind of our rendition of, it's called Big Mon.
Down in Van Sessions at Ogden Music Festival. We got the cameraman in the middle. He wasn't quite ready for that. Wasatch and Wildgrass. So basically a collection of individual artists playing together as friends. How long have you, like, when did you guys start? Did you all start as kids? Like, when did you start picking up your musical instruments?
Yeah, for the most part, just from talking to these guys, we've all started at pretty young age. I mean,
when did you start?
I started when I was about probably 7 years old. Mariah, you started?
I started at 13.
Mariah was at 13.
Is that old? Is 12, 13 older? For
I feel
me?
Like it is.
For this type of music,
it feels like it's old for me. Yeah.
And then when you say you started, did you take lessons or did you have like parents that introduced you to an instrument, or how did that?
I kind of started it first, and then my family sort of followed after. But yeah, I had one fiddle teacher for a while, and then after she moved away, I just taught myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
YouTube.
So.
Yeah. How did you start playing?
About 7 years old, and that's kind of how I went to. I had some teachers growing up, and I learned a lot off of like the internet, you know, YouTube, tablature, chords, and my dad had an old guitar that I used to play on, and I just kind of got hooked ever since. And then bluegrass music came in about 4 years ago, and it was like a unique style, you know, so nobody else like my age was doing it a whole lot, you know, and so I think that's how a lot of us got hooked, was we really liked it, and you know, it was something unique, and so kind of spans out.
Bluegrass is popping though, it's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
It is.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between, you know, teaching yourself and an instructor, you know, someone who has the experience and can give you some of that stuff?
Like, I believe, like, instructors do, it's good to take from an instructor if you want to learn a lot of, like, theory and stuff. So, you want to learn a little bit faster. I mean, taking on your own, you can kind of set your own pace, you know. Some people prefer to take it faster, take it slower. In my experience, always being with an instructor allowed me to learn a little bit more in a kind of a disciplined
like
way,
structured setting.
And so, like I said, there's a little bit more theory and they dig a little bit deeper into the main purpose of the music. And so
that was the opposite of mine though, because I couldn't do any kind of like sheet music or anything. So she just taught me tunes, which was nice.
Is it easier to learn when you're just playing songs?
Yeah, well, she taught me by ear, so that's how I learned. Because I still can't read music.
Really?
Yeah, I can't, and I'm bad at reading tab too, which is dumb.
Okay, so ambitions. Is it something everyone wants to do for the rest of their life as a living, or do you have something else in mind?
I don't know, what do you guys?
I would like to. It's the funnest part of my life.
Good answer.
Yes, it is.
All right, take us out. One last song. Introduce it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to sing a Tim O'Brien song here. Called Nellie Kane in the key of E.
Poor Aiden. Oh, no. What?
Aiden, you good? We need to wait a sec.
This banjo's going to be on fire in about 2 minutes.
Where we insert a banjo tuning joke.
Aiden has a good banjo joke.
Wait, do you really, Aiden?
He does.
Yeah. All right, let's hear the banjo joke.
What's the best way to tune a banjo?
How do you tune a banjo?
Wire cutters.
That's a good one.
That's not funny.
Do you want to kick it together?
Oh, we can try it, yeah.
Okay.
Met my Nellie Kane. She was living in a lonely cabin with the sun by another man. 5 long years she'd waited for him, as long as a woman can, as long as a woman can. I don't know what changed my mind. Till then I was a rambling kind. That type of love I can't explain that I have for Nellie Kane. took me on to work that day to help her till the land. In the afternoon we planted seeds, in the evening we held hands, in the evening we held hands. Her blue eyes told me everything a man could want to know. In words that I realized I would never go, I could never go. I don't know what changed my mind. Till then I was rambling kind. That type of love I can't explain that I have for Nellie Kane.
Wash House Wild Grass right here on Fan Sessions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.